Bumble is one of the most popular dating apps out there. But what is it actually used for?
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over, is Bumble a hookup app? What's it actually used for? And all the details of what Bumble is actually all about. Before I dive into this complete Bumble guide though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, because this quiz is going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's completely free, quick, fun, and easy, and the link to that's going to be found above me or in the description down below. You should definitely go to take the quiz and come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, you should not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This secret opener formula is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app by helping you out with those pesky first messages. It can be really difficult to know what to say when you're sending out those first messages, and it's really pivotal to say the right thing. So to help you out with that, we do have that free guide going to be linked above me and found in the description down below, so don't forget to check it out. All right, but let's dive into this video. So is Bumble a hookup app? I mean, what are people actually using it for? It's so popular, but what's the point? What's the demographics? What's going on there? Let's go over everything you have to know. Okay, so what kind of app is Bumble? So Bumble is a dating app, although it is actually split into three sections. There's Bumble Date, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Biz. And we'll talk about Bumble BFF and Bumble Biz in a minute. But first off, if you're here and you're trying to, you know, online date, you're probably going to be using Bumble Date. So let's focus on that. So Bumble is, of course, a dating app where you can go to try to find dates and relationships, and you can sometimes find hookups as well. However, Bumble is different than many other dating apps and sites out there. First off, women really come first on this app, and it's all about bringing power back to women when it comes to online dating, but we'll get more into that in the next section. But Bumble is very unique, and it's not really for just hookups. It's for a little bit more than that. The people who are on Bumble are mostly using it to sort of have something in between a non-serious and very serious thing. Now, if you're looking for the most serious possible outcome in your relationship search when it comes to online dating, you'd probably go for something like eHarmony. I mean, that is a site that is really dedicated towards finding long-term serious monogamous relationships and possibly marriage in the future. Bumble isn't necessarily as serious as something like eHarmony is, but it's not as unserious as something like Tinder is, where Tinder is very synonymous with, you know, hookups. Although Bumble is different than Tinder, it does have some very Tinder-like features. For example, the swiping feature, where you can swipe left or right on different people depending on whether you like them or not. If you swiped right on someone and they have swiped right on you, then you have a match. Bumble does have a few special features as well, like Bumble Spotlight, Bumble Boost. You can really fill out your profiles also to the max. You can really write a lot about yourself. They can be very detailed, and you can really look for your perfect partner on the app depending on whatever perfect means to you. When it comes to functionality, Bumble is super easy to use and very user friendly, and you can use it mostly for free. You don't ever really have to pay for anything on Bumble if you choose not to. What's very unique about Bumble is that it is not just dating, however. But before I dive into the other aspects of Bumble, if you are enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. Alright, so what else does Bumble have to offer besides their date section? Well, Bumble offers Bumble BFF and Bumble Biz. So Bumble BFF is a section of Bumble where you can go to actually make friendships. So people will look for platonic friendships on Bumble BFF, and it is a whole different section of the site, so you don't have to worry about your profiles overlapping. You'll have different profiles for your Bumble Date, Bumble Biz, and Bumble BFF. But on Bumble BFF, you can go and look through people of the same gender as you and, you know, look for friendships. You can make friendships this way. I think it's really unique and very helpful. So you can go on Bumble BFF and you can write things like, what's your ideal Bumble BFF date? What kind of things are you looking for? Nights out, looking for nights in, adventure partners. You can write about what kind of things you like to do with your new friends. And so you have a whole different section of this site dedicated for purely platonic friendships. And you also have a whole different section of the site that is dedicated towards business. So you can find business partners, you can find people to bounce ideas off of, you can find potential new people to work for you or people you can work for, all sorts of business opportunities on Bumble Biz. And this is, again, completely platonic. It's a section of the site that has nothing to do with dating. It's just to make connections in the business world. I think these two different aspects of Bumble are super unique and can be very helpful. In this day and age, most people are spending more and more time at home, maybe working remotely. It can be difficult to make friendships or make business partners or talk to people in your actual same field. So this is a great way to make those sort of connections. No matter what kind of connection you're looking to make, whether it be a friend, a business partner, a future husband or wife, or maybe a hookup, you want to send that perfect first message that will sort of lead the conversation the way that you want it to go. In order to send the best first message, we actually have our free online dating opener formula. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. This is going to help you out with sending those pesky first messages and really set you off on the right foot. So this is actually going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. So make sure to check that out. Going to be linked once again above me and found in the description down below. So something else that you really need to know about Bumble that makes it unique and can help answer the question, is it used for hookups, is that women on Bumble come first. So when you match with somebody on Bumble, it's like, let's say you are a heterosexual pairing. You are a man who's matched with a woman. You cannot message her first. The woman has to message first in heterosexual pairings. Otherwise, no message will be sent and you will never contact each other. So this sort of shifts old-fashioned power dynamics when it comes to dating, and it really lets women be in control of the people who they're talking to online. On a lot of other dating sites like Tinder or OkCupid or wherever, people can message at any time. Men can message women. And because of this, women do tend to be bombarded with messages, with a lot of messages from people who they might not necessarily be interested in even talking to. And with Bumble's approach of letting the woman be the one who has to come forward first and initiate the conversation and initiate the match, this really helps to skirt off those unwanted advances and inboxes that are flooded with, you know, low effort messages that I know women are not interested in. This might seem counterintuitive if you are a man and you're looking to message many women, you're looking, you know, to find the one, and you're thinking, I need to send as many messages as possible. It might feel like you're being held back on Bumble because you can't send that first message, but I would argue that this might actually be the best thing for men, because how many times do men send lots of messages on dating apps and never get a reply? If the woman is messaging you first, that means that she is genuinely interested and you have a great chance of something actually coming from this conversation rather than maybe a first message, maybe a follow-up message, and then, you know, being ghosted. I think overall this can actually higher your chances of success on dating sites with letting the woman be the one to initiate the conversation. That being said, if you are looking to hook up and if you're looking for something that is super, super casual, Bumble might not be the necessarily best way to go about finding that with this women coming first thing, because if you are a man who is looking for a quick hookup or something like that, or something very casual, with women being able to message first, you'd have to hope that they're looking for the same thing and they are, you know, on the same wavelength as you. It might slightly hinder your chances of finding that hookup. Question of the day. Since the topic of this video is all about, is Bumble used for hookups, what's the best dating site or dating app out there that you have used that works for hookups, or that you think is the best for hookups? Do you think Bumble might actually be the best for something super casual like that? Or do you think it's maybe something more like Tinder or a whole different site that we haven't mentioned? Leave your opinions down in the comments down below of what dating app or site has been or you think is the best for hookups and very casual relationships. Leave your comments, questions, anecdotes, everything down below in the comment section. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so let's move on to, is Bumble used for hookups? So it's sort of a nuanced answer. Yes and no. So Bumble in and of itself is not technically a hookup site. People are on Bumble for a myriad of reasons, some of which are hookups, and some of which are marriage, and some of which are friendships, some of which are business partners. So it really depends. You can technically find hookups on Bumble. Is it necessarily the best dating site or app out there for super casual relationships and hookups? Probably not. But that doesn't mean that you cannot find hookups on Bumble, and that does not mean that Bumble is not used for hookups. because it is. People are on there for all sorts of different reasons. And when you're actually using Bumble, the type of people who you swipe left or right on and the answers that you give for your prompts and the sort of people who are swiping left or right on you determines the matches that you will be presented with and determines the sort of grouping of people who you are shown. So if you are looking for something very casual, you might be presented other people who are also looking for something very casual. So there is, in that regard, a high chance of you finding what it is that you're looking for. And you can sort of tailor your experience by writing about what you're looking for in your bio. You can tailor your experience by putting certain photos that might be a bit suggestive as to what you're looking for, by sort of tailoring your own profile towards what it is that you are wanting, whether that be a hookup, or, you know, something more serious. Then you can sort of make it happen in a better way than if you don't tailor it to what you're looking for. And because Bumble is so great for actually filling out lots of things about yourself or uploading lots of photos, and you can do all of this for free, this is a great place to go and sort of showcase what it is that you're looking for. However, Bumble is usually used for casual dating and things that are sort of in the middle of very casual and very serious. So once again, it might not be the most practical site to go to if you're looking for hookups, but you can find them on there. And with women coming first on Bumble, I believe throws a wrench in the whole dynamic. And if you are a man looking for a hookup, it might seem, again, counterintuitive that the woman has to message you first before you can say anything. But however, a lot of women are looking for something very casual as well. And with them reaching out first, your chances of actually meeting someone are sort of going up rather than other dating sites where you can send a billion messages with no stopping you, right? Because you are, you know, have higher chances of being rejected most of the time on sites like that. Whereas on Bumble, if a woman's messaging you first, she probably has intentions of something actually coming from this. So your chances of something coming from it are higher. So again, overall, is Bumble used for hookups? Yes, it is sometimes, not always, and it's not necessarily the best site for it. But you can see in this video, hopefully, some pros and cons to using Bumble for something super casual, what it is used for, a little bit about the app, and I hope that this was informative and helpful for you. But that's gonna just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you haven't already, please make sure to take our free online dating app quiz that's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. The link to that is going to be above me and found in the description down below. Maybe Bumble is your perfect dating site, or maybe it's something different. If you're looking for, you know, purely hookups, maybe somewhere else can be your perfect site. Go take the quiz and let it direct you to where would be best for you. Also, be sure to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. It's going to help you with those pesky first messages, and make sure you put your best foot forward. So that is completely free and going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Now that you're just about done with this video, by the way, make sure to check out some of our other videos popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. What's the best dating site or dating app that you have found that works best for hookups? Or do you think it is Bumble? Or do you think it's something else? What are your experiences, anecdotes? What do you think is best? Leave your comments, questions, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. But that's gonna just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it, and subscribe if you loved it, and hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!